stay with other main and major infrastructure crises in South Africa. The residents of Joburg are now not only having to contend with load shedding, but also with water shedding. There was an announcement that Joburg is under stage 2 of water shedding. I do not live in Johannesburg. Some of our listeners who are streaming can let us know, what does stage 2 water shedding mean? But as our next guest will explain, our water infrastructure works hand in hand with our electricity supply. So when the power is off, it means getting water into your tap becomes a lot more difficult. It has a knock-on effect when it comes to sanitation systems. And while we may be 1,400 kilometers away, us here in Cape Town could be impacted by the ramifications of water shedding and load shedding that Joburg is experiencing. Mias van der Walt is the managing director of the water and agricultural division of the Bygen Group. Mias, just because it's 1,400 kilometers away, water problems in Johannesburg could definitely have a knock-on effect here in us in poor old Cape Town.
Morning, Lester. Yes, the water sector is quite a complicated sector and definitely impacted by the load shedding. I think what makes matters quite bad is that in many cases the areas affected by load shedding is across a wide area, and these water supply systems also transverse quite a number of municipalities. So, for instance, in the case of the Rand water system, the water is abstracted from the Vaal Dam, and that traverses the area all the way from the Vaal Dam, Rustenburg, Pretoria, Johannesburg. So there's quite a lot of areas affected. And because the water is a value chain, if any of the links in that chain is not supplied by power, it affects the entire value chain from the source all the way to the end consumer.
Mias, we've spoken just a short while ago about how a strike at our ports could affect our macro economy. How does the current water shortage in Johannesburg, I've heard lots of complaints from residential users, but from commercial business users, how would water shortages in Johannesburg, up in the north, affect our macro economy?
Well, it affects almost everything. If you work in an office and you have an air conditioning system that relies on water for cooling, then the air conditioning system cannot operate. If you are a wet industry and you need water to produce goods, then your production stops. So there's a lot of industries affected by not having power, and as a result also have an interruption in the water supply. The mining industry, for instance, relies heavily on water for processing. And if they don't have power, they need to stop if they don't have any backup systems in place.
Mias van der Walt is the managing director for water and agriculture at the Bygen Group. If you are streaming us from Johannesburg, how is stage 2 water shedding affecting you? What is the extent of stage 2 water shedding to go alongside what we're currently on, stage 3 load shedding? 021 446 0567.